Gone. Joined now by Melcher Dallas football coach Jason Mason. The Saints wrapped up their season on Friday with a 54-20 loss to Griswold. Coach, you know, just take us through the game. A long drive out there, but sound like your guys responded pretty well considering what the score was.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We did pretty good out of the shot there. I thought, you know, when you put a 2-hour, 15-minute drive on your kids, sometimes that kind of beats them down a little bit. Kind of takes a little slow start there, but no, we came out pretty good. I thought, they got up on two scores real quick on us, but then we ended up answering them back with a nice touchdown pass to Ryan Heaton there. But we got in the second quarter there. We had a couple of mistakes that we made, and kind of let the game got a couple more points on us there at half. And second half, we kind of made some adjustments a little bit, but I think overall the kids had some really good effort there. Played pretty good. I'm pretty proud of all those kids on that team, from the freshmen all the way up to the seniors. Overall, I thought they did pretty well, and we saw a lot of progress this year.
I looked on Bound earlier last week, and I saw that Griswold was incredibly balanced in their offense. Not a lot of yards in between rushing and passing. So I kind of wondered why they didn't have a great record. How did you plan to attack the balance? If you take away one, they're pretty good at the other one too.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, our focus this game against a well-balanced team is just trying to keep everybody in front of you. We knew they had a couple of receivers that were pretty fast. They have a younger quarterback he's got a pretty good arm on him. But if you get some pressure on him, kind of get him outside the pocket a little bit, he tends to struggle, but he did pretty good. But they did a good job, I thought, this game against us with rushing. That's something we struggled all year with. We just can't, for some reason, this was our teams were able just to kind of hit our A-gaps for some reason. We just couldn't stop it. And so that's kind of what they've kind of fell back to this game. They've probably watched some film, I suppose, and started hitting some A-gap stuff and starting some chunk plays on the run. But I think we still have to pass check down for the most part. But, it's one of those things where you just kind of, you got to take one and make them one-dimensional and make them beat you that way.
Talking to Jason Mason, Melcher Dallas, football coach on KNIA, as the Saints finish up with a 2-7 record. Let's kind of look forward a little bit to, next year. What's kind of the message going to your guys that's going to come back next year? I know you talked a lot about, strength training that needs to happen real quick for some of those guys.
Yeah, and that's going to be our focus, and that's what I told them last night even too. And even our seniors that spoke as our last game came to a conclusion is, if we want to get better, it doesn't start in August. It starts in the winter. And they made a pretty good emphasis on that for me, and I even told them as well. And I think that's something that we're going to focus on. We tend to have smaller kids than most teams, I would say, in our district. So I think we need to start with – we need to maximize our effort with conditioning and strength training and maybe even get a little bit faster over the winter. And I think we put that work in overall, it's going to be a better football team coming into next fall.
Obviously, you got to manage the their time too, because a lot of these kids are going to play a winter sport, whether it's wrestling for Southeast Warren or playing basketball this winter, then track, then baseball, and then round it back out to football. And you hope they do that, because a well-rounded athlete is probably the best athlete you can have. So how do you manage that with allowing them to play their other sports, but still say, okay, guys, we need to focus a little bit on football just a little bit during at some point during the off season?
Well, and I think people tend to forget, weightlifting is not just for football. It's to make the ultimate athlete the ultimate player, right? And our job as coaches is to make them the best person that we can make them overall. And, early morning training, stuff like that, usually can tend to work around schedules best. And obviously we have protocols too for weightlifting, for game day type stuff. Obviously we don't want those kids out there, maximizing their efforts in the weight room on a game day for basketball, baseball, all that stuff, right? So there's protocols for all that in place. And really it's more of a culture, right? Sometimes it takes a little bit to establish that weight room, but once you start getting a group of kids and everybody starts following in that suit, it gets pretty contagious. And we just want to make the best athlete for our school district that we can possibly make out of each one of those individuals. And but also be respectful for the sports. And we always encourage our kids to play all the sports that they can, because every sport teaches you how to win different ways, right, and how to overcome adversity. So that's why we think it's important that they get into every sport and play every one that they can for every opportunity they have.
Don't want to go anywhere without acknowledging your senior class this year. We'll talk more in depth about them as we have our season wrap-up interview here in a couple of weeks. But, you know, you kind of only had to work with them 1 year. And, you know, you what last year or last few years you watched them from the outside. Now you had got to work with them directly. What did a senior class mean to you as a coach and your first year as being a head coach and kind of navigating through that as well?
Yeah, and I'm actually thankful that, you know, for me being my first year coach and learned a lot this year, that they accepted me and bought into what I had to say and what I was about. And so I guess I can't ask much more than that from them to buy into what I'm saying and trying to show them that, you know, there's a better way to do things. And, we really only had a 4-year senior with Ryan Heaton. He was the only person that really had 4 years there. You know, our other two seniors really were basically sophomores. But the improvement they showed from beginning of the season to the end of the season has been tremendous through all of them, you know. And I think that's from a coaching perspective, I think that's kind of the funnest thing that you see that we get to do out there on the field, is not just, you know, win football games, but ultimately watch these kids grow up and progress and be better athletes and be masters of their tools, but also watch them grow up as adults too. So it's definitely, it was a very privileged experience that I got to have this year. Those kids they're awesome. And one thing I want them to know, you know, going forward is that, you know, as we work on to build this program and make it more established, that they were the beginning and the first step, you know, of this program's success.
Well, Coach, we'll talk to you here in a couple of weeks to wrap up the season. But until then, enjoy kind of maybe a few days of kind of reflection and relaxation, and we'll talk to you later.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Jason Mason, Melcher Dallas football coach. We'll be back after this on KNIA.